West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Authorities in Harrelson County say a detention center inmate who escaped late Monday was located, taken back into custody following a short standoff with officers in Alabama Tuesday night. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office said 34-year-old Gregory Keith Wyatt had escaped the Harrelson County Detention Center by going through a light into the ceiling and worked his way into the pipe chase. He was able to escape through the north side of the building. Deputies say once they discovered he was missing, they suspected Wyatt was heading in the direction of Talladega County, so they worked with the Talladega County Sheriff's Office in searching the area where he was eventually located. Investigators said Wyatt had barricaded himself in a house but was taken into custody by the Talladega deputies after a short standoff. Two Carroll County commissioners this week announcing their plans to seek re-election to their positions when qualifying for their races begins in early March. Carroll County District 3 Commissioner Tommy Lee would be seeking his third consecutive term on the board. He ran unopposed back in 2016. And District 5 Commissioner Ernie Reynolds says he will seek his first full term in that role. Reynolds was elected in 2019 to complete the unexpired term of Lee Powers, who had resigned to run for the Carroll County Commission chairman position. Powers said last week that he will qualify next month to run for the District 5 seat again after his campaign for chairman was unsuccessful. Carrollton City Schools officials say the installation this school year of pass-it-on pantries in each of the district's school buildings has proved beneficial for hungry students and also cut down on the amount of food waste.
That's a cooler there, and that anybody that does not eat their packaged food or milk or whatnot, you can put it in there, and other kids can get that food and eat it.
Carrollton City School Superintendent Dr. Mark Albertus applauding School Nutrition Director Laura Malmquist this month for implementing this new program.
If you look in there, it's not only chips and crackers and stuff, anything that we've packaged, carrots in there, apple slices and oranges and whatnot, anything can be put in there if we haven't torn the bag open. What's great about this is for most of the schools, by the end of the day, these things are empty. Kids have come and gotten more milk or more fruit, and we're cutting down the waste, but we're also getting the nutrition and the calories to kids that need it.
Students have been encouraged to place their unopened leftover products from breakfast and lunch in the see-through fridge marked Pass It On Pantry. Parents of children taking part in the Carroll County Boys and Girls Club learning this month that the local program will cease operations at the end of March. Officials say operating the local club has become too costly to serve the smaller number of children who participate in the after-school programs on a regular basis. The Boys and Girls Club officials say they are currently working with club members' families to help them identify other after-school options for their children. Founding board member of state-level gun rights organization GeorgiaCarry.org, James Camp, was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice. Camp discussing the Second Amendment sanctuary movement, where a number of counties in Georgia are seemingly reacting to a number of laws concerning gun rights in the state of Virginia. Harrelson County this month approving a Second Amendment sanctuary resolution intended to protect county resources from being used to enforce specific gun safety laws and firearm confiscation statutes if ones were approved by Georgia or federal lawmakers. Camp says resolutions like these in the state of Georgia are purely symbolic, and he says state legislators have the power when it comes to gun laws.
The state constitution and state law is pretty clear. The state constitution says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. However, the General Assembly shall have the manner to prescribe the way in which arms may be borne. And it's further codified in law under Code Section 1611-173, which basically says that no county, municipal corporation, government entity can regulate firearms in any manner by ordinance, resolution, rule, or anything like that.
Camp says the Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions passed in the state of Georgia really have no effect of law in those counties.
It's good that people are getting excited about it. I just think it's misdirected because the counties don't dictate gun policy in Georgia. The legislature does. So I think we need to take that energy and refocus it towards the legislature. Just imagine if we had all these people that are clamoring for the sanctuary movement were to show up at the state capitol meeting with their legislatures, demanding to get sensible, good pro-gun legislation passed.
Our complete interview with Camp is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.